The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 97.5.com podcast is presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
Manchester City is still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. What a goal that is!
From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome in, soccer fans, and thank you for joining me here tonight on ESPN 97.5. This is Soccer Matters. For the next 2 hours, we talk the world's game. Your number to call in throughout the evening is 713-780-3776. That's 713-780-ESPN. So much going on in the world of soccer/football. You've got an incredible race down in Mexico. Chelsea, Juventus have sealed up titles. The Dynamo are coming off a very rough night against FC Dallas, trying to turn it around tomorrow night. The storyline, Dominic Kinnear, the former Dynamo manager, coming back to Houston with the San Jose Earthquakes. But more than that, the Dynamo need to turn this around. A very tough night for the Houston Dynamo, and that's saying it rather mildly. I was down at their training on Sunday, very upbeat, very positive. Tonight you will hear from Dynamo Giles Barnes on a variety of subjects. You will hear me go down to Mexico City tonight. We will go live with Tom Marshall, and we'll talk about the race in Mexico. We'll talk about the implications of the CONCACAF Champions League and Club America's victory and advancement over Montreal with Dario Benedetto getting a hat trick in that one. Big blow for Major League Soccer? You tell me. 713-780-3776. Is there a race for the top four spots? Do you think Liverpool has a shot here, or is it basically done? So tonight, you'll hear from Giles Barnes, Tom Marshall of ESPN down in Mexico City. We will also have Owen Coyle on the program to talk about the San Jose Earthquakes tomorrow and how the Dynamo prepare for that as well. So Chelsea and Juventus have sealed up titles. Look, Chelsea, you can say whatever you want, whether you like their playing style, any of those things. But guys, this team held first place for 274 days. They've won by a mile. Yes, it's their first title since 2009 and 2010, but they won it by a mile. A 1-0 home win over Crystal Palace, and who else scores but Eden Hazard? Fourth title in 11 years. First since 2009 and 2010. They're worthy winners. Now, that doesn't mean people can't have a say in their style of play and how they play and all those other things. But you're not denying that they're the champions. 713-780-3776 tonight. Weigh in tonight. I want your opinion here on the program, whatever it is you want to talk about soccer-wise. But I'm leading with Chelsea as the title winners. I'm leading about your thoughts on the Champions League tomorrow. Juventus against Real Madrid. Juventus without Paul Pogba. It's a big blow there. Then it's Bayern Munich against Barcelona in Barcelona. Check out the infirmary that is Bayern Munich right now. Ribery and Robin, not available. Ribery, an ankle injury, could possibly play the second leg, according to reports. Arjen Robin, left calf tear, he's done for the year. David Alaba, knee ligament, he's done for the year. Holger Badstuber, a defender, thigh injury, he's out for the year. Robert Lewandowski, a broken jaw and nose, training with a mask today. Now, if there's anybody who had ever get it done, it's Bayern Munich, and it's Pep Guardiola, who in some ways has the insight on Barcelona. But, boy, how do you contain the three-headed monster of Luis Suarez, Lionel Messi, and Neymar Jr.? You tell me tonight, 713-780-3776. I'll take your predictions on tomorrow's Real Madrid-Juventus. I am assuming this has to be very Italian in nature when it comes defensively to the type of performance that Juventus has to put together to get past CR7 and Real Madrid. So 713-780-3776. We stream at ESPN975.com. That's where you can also get the podcasts. Also on iTunes. Tonight I've got tickets to the Dynamo Sporting Kansas City tomorrow. Are you going? And what are your thoughts? That one hurt against FC Dallas. When you renew a rivalry, and you know FC Dallas is coming to town to defend deep, and you get hit on the counter twice in the first half. By the way, FC Dallas scored four goals, only had six shots the entire night. But they score four times. It was an exercise in efficiency. Fabian Castillo, uncontrollable, pretty much, ran rampant. Mauro Diaz, guys that can make plays. Guys like Seattle's Clint Dempsey and Obafemi Martins last night in New York can make plays. Is there a better duo in Major League Soccer to watch right now outside of Obafemi Martins and Clint Dempsey? No chance. These guys are worth the price of admission alone. They're trying things. They, as a pair, can go up against four and five and six defenders and carve out chances. What a luxury. Designated players. Look where Seattle spent their money on game changers, guys that would win you games, guys that can win you games that, quite frankly, you shouldn't probably win because they can make plays. We've got Giles Barnes who can make the individual play. And by the way, is worth the entertainment of value alone in Major League Soccer. He has five goals already, only one off the pace. 713-780-3776. I'm looking for opinion tonight. I want you to say something. Get out from behind the computer. Have a little bit of courage. Come on the radio live tonight. We started off with you, Mike. Mike, what is on your mind here tonight as you join Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5?
Well, I have a question.
Yes, sir.
Clint Dempsey or Donovan, who will go down as a better player?
Well, that's pretty subjective, I guess. You know, people are always going to say Donovan for what he did for Major League Soccer, the amount of time he spent here, the titles won. I mean, he won all the honors, all the awards. And then others will counter that by saying, well, but Clint Dempsey took his game overseas. Now, Donovan did too and performed incredibly well at Everton. And they wanted him to stay, but he remained in the United States. His Bayern Munich move, not so much under Jurgen Klinsmann. I think that's going to come down to people conditioning it, who they like better. For me, Landon Donovan's the all-time greatest player here in the United States, with Clint Dempsey not far off it. Two very different soccer players, but without a doubt, two that will go down in the history of U.S. soccer right now as the greatest. Anything else, Mike?
Nope. Thank
well,
you.
Let me ask you before you go. Because you're asking me that question. Who do you think, in your mind, is the greatest U.S. soccer player, Dempsey or Donovan?
Well, I grew up with Donovan, and I kind of got out of soccer, and I got back into it whenever the Dempsey hype train was, you know, already left the station. So I'm more of a Donovan fan, but I can see why people like Dempsey, and I agree that he's a very good soccer player, but for me, Donovan will always be one of the greats.
Yeah, and he held the mast in Major League Soccer at a time when, you know, there was real struggles. I mean, it was a league that almost went under This league is indebted to Landon Donovan, quite frankly, for what he's done for it, the excitement he brought, the goals he scored, the play he produced, the championships, the all-star seasons. He grew up in MLS as a young kid. And then you couple that with his great performances for the U.S. national team. All-time leading goal scorer by a mile. Nobody touches him. So, you know, it's all different. But then, you know, there's a lot you like about Clint Dempsey. The way he grew up in the game, just like Donovan, the ambition, the desire, was not easy for Clint Dempsey to go over to overseas to England like anybody to carve out a career. And I don't think any of us know the extent and the depth of that. I will only know a little bit of that because I was sent over in the offseason here once to train in England at Sheffield United. But the intensity of the pressure of when I went over to train for the team to Dempsey actually carving out a career there, getting a contract, becoming legendary with his club at Fulham. I mean, these guys are reaping the benefits of incredible effort, not to be denied attitude, a number of other things. These guys are great soccer players.
I agree.
All right, Mike. Thank you very much. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank you.
713-780-3776. Chelsea fans, where are you? You know, we got the local Bayou City Blues, the supporters group. If any of you guys are listening tonight, I know you had a good time watching your team finally clinch it. Not that you didn't think it was going to happen. There's no denying this is Chelsea far and away. Title winners, worthy. They did it comfortable. But the question is it fair to criticize, as fans, Chelsea's style of play? Because remember, the Invincibles and Arsene Wenger. This was a team that went forward when they won all their titles. Henri, Ljungberg, Robert Pires, Alex Ferguson at Manchester United. Team that went forward. But don't think those teams didn't have to win ugly at times as well. 713-780-3776 is the number. Again, I want your thoughts on the Champions League tomorrow. Juventus will play host to Real Madrid in the first leg tomorrow. This is on FS1. And then Wednesday, it's Barcelona against Bayern Munich. I've already outlined to you that there is tremendous injury problems at Bayern. It's Pep Guardiola going back to the Nou Camp. Unbelievable storylines. You know, and I'll take it back to Chelsea again. You can talk deep defending. You can talk you don't like their style of play. It's ugly. You can talk all that stuff. But you know what? The fact of the matter is, it's up to you to figure out how you're going to break it down. It's up to you to figure out how you are going to break that down. And quite frankly, apart from a couple of matches, nobody really was able to do that. They're worthy champions, whatever you want to say. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776. Now, many of you also may have watched the last game with a trip to the World Club Championship at stake between Montreal and Club America. And you saw, in the end, Club America just smack Montreal. So give me your thoughts on Montreal, Club America. Yes, the budgets are incredibly different. Ridiculously different, if you want to, in comparison, the amount of money that's spent on players by Club America and Montreal. But let's talk about that. What does this mean for Major League Soccer to get smacked by Club America in the final game? And by the way, Liga MX and Mexican teams own the CONCACAF Champions League. That is bottom line. Mark, what do you want to talk about tonight, Mark? You're on the air.
Just wanted to add to the debate, Dempsey versus Donovan. If you're asking me as somebody that lived in the UK for 25 years, Dempsey by far the better player, consistently scored goals in a Fulham team that were very, very average in the Premier League. Landon Donovan came over on a kind of a short-term loan, was a good player for Everton, but didn't stay long enough to prove himself. So I think Dempsey, over the years, you know, having played for Fulham and then moving to Tottenham, I think he's kind of proved himself at that level where Landon Donovan didn't spend enough time in the Premier League to prove himself.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question that a lot of people will take that debate on. Landon Donovan was excellent at Everton, by the way, and they were dying for him to stay there. The Neville brother that he was staying in front of, I think, was on his knees praying Landon Donovan was going to stay there because he enjoyed playing with him so much.
And do you think that shows a lack of ambition from Landon Donovan for not wanting to stay?
You know what? That is a really difficult question for me to answer because I don't know what's in Landon Donovan's heart. All I will say is, where would Major League Soccer be without him? Would it have even survived its very dark, dark, dark period where Philip Anschutz owned, you know, six clubs in this league? I mean, this league was on life support. That guy's dedication to this league, what he produced here, being the poster boy for the league in U.S. soccer, nobody can ever deny that.
And then my final point is with this Chelsea team, do you think they're going to go on and dominate the Premiership for the next 3, 4, 5 years?
Well, it's a team built around John Terry. How much longer do you think John Terry can survive, Mark?
He's probably got maybe around 2 seasons.
Two seasons.
But it's just a competition. Liverpool, Man United, Man City, Arsenal are always in transition, are always a couple of players short. So I just think this could be 3 or 4 years, Mourinho, Chelsea.
I think it could be. And listen, they're in a great position now to go, you know, buy some of the best in the Premier League. Hey, you want to come play for the champions? Not only are we going to make you filthy rich, but you're going to be competing for titles, and we're about to win a bunch of stuff. And now their next challenge is not only the Premier League, but is to do some real damage in the UEFA Champions League, which, by the way, Jose Mourinho has won with Inter Milan.
Yeah. And then one final point, Barcelona, a front three of Neymar, Messi, Suarez. Do you think there's been a better attacking force in world football than those three players?
Boy, that's incredible to think those three names are playing together. And if you remember, Johan Cruyff, you know, the great Netherlands international, who also has had a huge influence at Barcelona and the way they play now and setting up their coaching schools, was there as a coach, was there as a player, won the Champions League. He said it wasn't going to work, you know, and when Cruyff speaks, people listen. And he said it would never work. And I think Luis Enrique has to get some tremendous credit because he had to sell this to all three of these players. And I think Suarez came in having to prove himself based on all his off-season problems and off-field problems. So I think he came into this situation having to be a part of it and work into it. I think Lionel Messi knows that these two guys around him could extend his career. It can also provide additional space on the field for him. It takes some attention off him. I think it's fascinating.
Yeah, I just think that those three players in that team, with the chances that get created for them, they're just kind of unstoppable and just a joy to watch.
It is pretty amazing to think that those three players are lining up together, and this is what's going to make their match against Bayern Munich, who has just got huge injury problems. This is going to be fascinating. I'm really looking forward to that one on Wednesday. I don't know if you are, Mark, but I am.
Yeah, I think it's Barcelona-Bayern, that's right.
Barcelona-Bayern, and then tomorrow it's Juventus at home against Real Madrid.
I think that is the final, to be honest, Barcelona. But I think the winner of that semi-final probably goes on to win it.
I hope Juventus can get an edge at home and make this, you know, everybody said Real Madrid got the beauty of the draw. I don't think there's any denying that. But Juventus has also got the flag of Italian football up in the air right now. And
yeah.
And I think they're, with the likes of Pirlo and Carlos Tevez, they cannot be taken lightly. And I'm sensing it will be a big-time defensive effort from the Italians trying to lock this sort of game down and lock Ronaldo down.
Yeah. Two good games, nonetheless.
Good games. And then, you know what, I'm watching that one tomorrow, and then I'm heading down to BBVA Compass Stadium to see the Dynamo hopefully rebound against San Jose and do a little TV for Root Sports, that game on Root Sports tomorrow night. Mark, thank you as always.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Lev.
Yep, thank you. So Mark kept the debate going with, is it Donovan or Dempsey? Who do you like better in history of U.S. soccer? Who was more meaningful? I think it's a very difficult question to answer. Both incredible players. Let's go to the phone lines again. And John wants to talk Champions League. John.
Yeah, you were just talking about how Juventus was going to try to contain Real Madrid. I think they need to sort of take a page out of what Diego Simeone and Atletico Madrid tried to do and just sort of grind out a 0-0, 1-0 result at home, and then just sort of really hold on for dear life in the second leg. and like I said, try to grind out a result at home.
Yeah, listen, the way they get by Real Madrid is a tremendous collective defensive effort, timeliness of the play of their attacking players like Pirlo, like Carlos Tevez. They've
Absolutely.
Got a great goalkeeper in Buffon. They are considered the underdogs. They are carrying the flag of Italian soccer. And quite frankly, you know what? If you're Real Madrid, you better not be looking past them. That's all I'm going to say.
Absolutely, because even when you compare them to Atletico, they don't have I don't think they really have the midfield that Juventus does with Paul Pogba and like you said, and Pirlo. And,
Pogba's out. He's not playing.
Oh, that's true. That's true, yes. But I certainly think they can definitely hold a candle to Real Madrid if they're playing at their best, especially at home. So
wouldn't it be great at home if they put in a great defensive effort, picked off a goal or two to take it back to the Bernabeu? I would love to see that happen tomorrow.
Absolutely, yeah. As far as Barcelona and Bayern, I'm from German descent myself, so I'd love to see Bayern Munich advance. But with all these injuries, it's really tough. Like they were saying, with this unprecedented attack at Barcelona's Sporting, it's pretty much going to be impossible to stop. It seems. So.
Well, you know what though. If there's ever a team that can get it done, it would be Bayern Munich, because they
Absolutely.
Have found ways without Ribery, they have found ways without Arjen Robben to do it. But boy, in this case, Alaba's out as well. Nobody really knows how much Robert Lewandowski's going to produce. He was back in training with a mask, but he had a very severe injury. So we'll see. I'm never counting a German team out. I don't count the German national team out. I don't count Bayern Munich out.
Yeah, and their best weapon is Pep. He knows. He almost knows exactly what's going on in the Barcelona camp. Obviously, he's seems like he created, you know, what's going on there. And like I said, he's pretty much their best weapon. He knows exactly how to, if there is a way, how to thwart them. So,
well, Pep is going to have to be the secret weapon, because they've got an infirmary of injuries. John, thank you very much. Great comments tonight on the show. I appreciate that. Let's get you weighing in at 713-780-3776. Eduardo, you'll be up first when we come back. The U.S. announcing a friendly against Guatemala. That will be in Nashville in July before the Copa, the Gold Cup. Quickly, let me tell you about two of my favorite restaurants, Liberty Kitchen in the Heights, Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette on San Felipe. Award-winning chefs. The Raw Bar at Liberty Kitchen and Oysterette. I will be there after the show tonight. Plus, the smoked salmon at Liberty Kitchen in the Heights. Fresh fish, oysters, gumbo, right on down to amazing steaks and burgers. Breakfast on the weekends for an amazing dining experience. LibertyKitchen.com, LibertyKitchenOysterette.com. 7-Up, great solo or as a mixer. Enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. It delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavors. 7-Up, always refreshing. Don't forget 7-Up 10, the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Take a break. More to come. Eduardo, you're up next.
You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in tonight. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. So we've been talking Champions League here tonight at 713-780-3776. So tomorrow we've got Juventus at home, the first leg, of the semifinals of the UEFA Champions League, they will take on Real Madrid at home. Can they get a result that positions them to be in it in the second leg at the Bernabeu? Wednesday, it is a much depleted and injury-stricken Bayern Munich traveling to the Nou Camp in Barcelona. It is Pep Guardiola against his former team. And Bayern Munich has an absolute real struggle injury-wise. Frank Ribery, Arjen Robben, David Alaba, Holger Badstuber, all out. Robert Lewandowski, broken jaw, nose, concussion, been wearing a mask. I don't know if they just stuck him out in training today just to put him out there for the press to make the possibility that he could potentially play. But I want your thoughts. 713-780-3776. Now, Manchester City is coming to play the Dynamo. Now, there was an early rumor about Chelsea. That was a legit rumor. That one had legs. It didn't get worked out. Manchester City will be here. But the timing of this is between two Major League Soccer games for the Houston Dynamo. So Manchester City this year, you know, there's a lot of talk about, you know, Yaya Toure, a family member passed away. He didn't have it. But there's also a lot of people pointing at the manager, Manuel Pellegrini. Was this on Pellegrini at Manchester City this year? There's this talk of that Pellegrini, because he's a quiet, reserved manager, is not arrogant enough. And that you need an arrogant manager, an ego-led manager, like a Jose Mourinho, who's winning the Premier League this year, or has won it for Chelsea, or a Louis van Gaal at Manchester United. So what do you think is going to happen at Manchester City? Do you think Manuel Pellegrini goes? I don't think he should. Do you think there'll be a clear out of players at Manchester City? And was it on Pellegrini or the players and their attitude? Because bottom line is, if you're the head man, your players and your attitude, that comes under your watch. So do you think Manchester City should get a new manager? And maybe that's the question. We also had somebody pose, who's the greatest soccer player out of Landon Donovan and Clint Dempsey in U.S. soccer history? If you want to weigh in on that, you can. That, to me, is incredibly subjective. Two amazing players who do differing things and symbolize differing things. One thing that is not is constant between those two, tremendous soccer players. Absolutely tremendous. Love watching Dempsey play the game. Have loved Landon Donovan watching him play the game. And both those guys get some stick because of who they are and how talented they are. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. And, Michael, we do have some sound. So let's get that Kofi Sarkodie sound ready. Let's get the – who else did I have?
Raul Rodriguez.
Yeah, Raul Rodriguez. So the Dynamo get beat 4-1 by FC Dallas. And we can talk a little Dynamo right now. So, Dynamo fans, I want to hear from you, 713-780-3776. 65% possession for the Dynamo, 35% for FC Dallas. It doesn't matter when you don't deal with the counterattack effectively, and that's what made it a chase, and I put that in quotes, a chase for the Dynamo when you go down to FC Dallas. Fabian Castillo was a handful all night. Mauro Diaz providing plays. This was a tough night. And fortunately, the Dynamo now have an opportunity to bounce back tomorrow night against San Jose, the return of Dominic Kinnear. Is this a game you're going to? 713-780-3776. So I take you back to the Sporting Kansas City game. With the Dynamo in a 3-1 lead, it's the 74th minute, seemingly in control to manage this game out. With a 3-1 lead and 16 minutes left, you have to be capable of managing a game out. Score relative to time. You have to be aware of these things. You can't do anything to allow a team back in the game. So the bad back pass from Giles Barnes gave life, opened the door, took Sporting Kansas City off the life support system. And all of a sudden they changed, and that game ends 4-4. And there's a lot of controversy. And by the way, Giles Barnes had two goals prior to that. It was absolutely electric on the night. But if you go back to that 74th minute, since then, in 116 minutes of play, And by the way, the Dynamo were the number one defensive team in the league in the 74th minute. You take the next 116 minutes, and they give up 7 goals. Now, progress has been made. If you look subtly into this team, an inherited team for Owen Coyle that's being put together, progress was being made. I don't think Owen Coyle thought for a minute there wouldn't be moments like this year. And it will be a fight to get into the playoffs in the Western Conference for the Dynamo. It's not a given, despite the fact that 12 out of 20 make it. This is a coach that needs time. He needs to mold this team the way he wants it. He has not come here because he's a Premier League manager to sprinkle gold dust over a team and turn it into a championship team in one season. And for all we know, he looks at some of these players and he might even be wondering why they were signed. He will never say that publicly. That's the nature of the business. Now, the other nature of the business is he's the manager and he's expected to build and mold this team. And that's a challenge in my dealings and talking with Owen, who's been exceptional. He has been very upfront about all that. 713-780-3776. 6 shots from FC Dallas, they score 4. And the Dynamo knew the counterattack was coming in this game. They didn't deal with it well. All right, let's get some sound from some of the players. Let's start with Raul Rodriguez, Michael. And here's what Raul had to say after practice about this game against FC Dallas, a 4-1 loss from the Dynamo.
Well, always when you find yourself in troubles and you're not feeling so good, it's a very good moment to show the personality of the team. I think that we were making a very good work even the last week against Kansas City. I think we make a good work. Maybe defensively we were a little bit soft, and that's a problem we have to solve as well with Dallas. And we're working on it. I mean, we are in a in a good moment. I mean, we were like 2 weeks ago, we were the best defense of the league, so these things don't change in 2 weeks. There's a lot of work there, but it's true at the same time that we lost concentration in very important moments, that we are we are maybe not doing on the games or not bringing to the games the work that we are doing during the week. So we have to be focused on that. As I told you, 2 weeks ago we were a very good team defensively. So there's not change. You just have to bring it to the games.
Okay, so that's Raul Rodriguez. Concentration, he mentioned. Now look, I gotta know. This is a Premier League manager, Owen Coyle. You know he's in a locker room going, look, those 3, 4, 5 seconds when we lose the ball against FC Dallas are vital. Where we are positionally. As defenders, you have to be putting yourself in good starting positions when your team is in possession. It's always the one great lesson I learned was defensively, I had to be in a good starting position when my team was in possession. It wasn't react once the ball's lost. It was get in a very favorable place. Because most times I was playing against somebody who was quicker and more pacey than I was. That thought process I don't think was there. And I will be fair to the back four. They had a rough night. But I would also say the balance in front of them, Ricardo Clark, Nathan Sturgis, wasn't the best of nights from them either. Sometimes caught on the same plane, caught too forward, given a little bit too much space between a back four. In fact, one of those guys should have just been rooted to the two center backs, because instead of things breaking down and them going on the counter and a center back having to come out of the middle, it could have been that guy who was anchored in front of them. So it's going to be fascinating to see what happens tomorrow night. Dominic Kinnear comes back to town. Will Owen Coyle go back to a 3-set in midfield? That would seem the most natural thing to do. Maybe the obvious thing to do, but you know what? He's the manager, and we'll see what he does. Nathan Sturgis out with a shoulder problem, so we'll see. So Dynamo fans weigh in, 713-780-3776. Here's Kofi Sarkodie on the loss to FC Dallas.
Yeah, I think it's good that we get to get back into it right away instead of dwelling on it. We don't have time to kind of keep it in our heads. We got to get focused, and we have an important match on Tuesday.
You guys were making a lot of great progress game by game. This is a long-term project here. Then to get dominated in all facets like that, how much of a setback is that? How quickly does the manager kind of put that aside and look forward? What do you learn from it?
I think you learn everything from it on Tuesday. I think showing our character, how we step on the pitch on Tuesday will show a lot.
You heard Kofi Sarkodie. You learn on Tuesday. In big capital bold letters, response. Check the players out in the response tomorrow night against San Jose. It's important. You will learn a lot. And I got to tell you, there's players on the Houston Dynamo that are going to want to make a statement against the former coach Dominic Kinnear. This is just natural in professional sports. If you've been on a team and a coach hasn't played you, and then you have the opportunity to play against him, you want to have a good night. That's just the beauty of sport and the way it's going to work tomorrow night. If an Alexander Lopez gets a start or plays, you don't think he wants to prove something to Dominic Kinnear? Think about it. Different things motivate different players. 713-780-376, 713-780-3776. How quick it all changes. 116 minutes, concede 7 goals. So the Dynamo got to get it back defensively tomorrow night, which, you know, you would assume, but again, you don't know, that the Dynamo could go back to a 3-set in midfield. That's where they've played the best defensively. So a lot of things can happen here, and the other problem is Nathan Sturgis is out. 713-780-3776 is the number. Here's my conversation now with the manager, Owen Coyle. Well, let's talk about the quick turnaround here and getting back on the horse real fast here, but how about a couple of quick thoughts on sort of training this week and what your emphasis has been on?
Well, the emphasis, Glenn, as you know, I mean, we're all disappointed. We're all hot by our level of performance. There's no getting away from it on Saturday against Dallas. I mean, the performance as such was fine, but we cannot defend as poorly as we did in the game. I think they had 5 attempts at goal and scored 4 of them. And as good as the finishes were, our defending was, it left a lot to be desired. So we went through the following day with the video meeting where analysed it as we do, we honestly and been very conscientious. And I think the group accepted that, you know, every one of us, because we're all in this together, we have to do better. And prior to that, as I say, we'd been on a good run of form with the win over Montreal, playing very well in DC, and a very good attacking performance against Sporting Kansas. So it's important that we don't overanalyse. We realise it was a poor night showing. And as you mentioned, we've got to get back on the horse straight away. That's why this game against San Jose on the Tuesday is perfect time, and it allows us to get back out there, as I say, hopefully get back to the level of performance that we know we're capable of.
He's Dynamo manager Owen Coyle. And Owen, look, inheriting this team, building this team, patience, you know, this is all a big part of it. Yet, I know you were upset at this result. I know the competitor that you are. I can see it. But you also do expect that there are going to be bumps like this throughout the season as you build this.
Yeah, of course you do, Glenn. I mean, but that doesn't take away from, you know, when all said and done, and you know this as well from being a player, when you're a player, you know that if you play well and, you know, the manager will keep you in the team. But as a head coach, I mean, your responsibility goes way beyond that of a player. And it's something that you take personally. I mean, we pride ourselves on making sure that every time we've got a competitive performance and we're working hard. And we did all those things, but when all said and done, the goals we gifted up to Dallas and what was involved with, it was just, you know, it was hard to take. It really was. We know, as we said, yeah, you hit a squad and you come in, and Rome wasn't built in a day. We know that there's going to be bumps and bruises along the way, but it doesn't make it any easier when it happens. But the great thing about our game is the next game affords you the opportunity, as you said, get back in the horse, let's get going again, and show everybody what we have at Houston Dynamo. And of course, as we know, over the course of the season, we're going to improve each transfer window, we'll to make everything stronger, but you still want to be winning games while you're doing that.
Last question before I let you go, Owen. Let's just talk a little bit about San Jose. I mean, the first thing that comes out to me is the overall team speed and the athleticism of this group.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, they've got a good side, as you know. Wondolowski, as we all know, you know, an international player. Innocence came in, who's a very good player up top for them. Salinas, the way there is Niasse. They always carry a threat, you know. And similarly, they'll know that about the Houston Dynamo. So I think it's fair to say both teams have very good players. And obviously they added, as it always is in our game, they added spice. And you know, with Dominic coming back, who's been an outstanding coach for his Houston Dynamo, a friend of mine, and, you know, I hope he gets a great reception, because the work he's put in at the Dynamo over the years has been there for everyone to see.
Dominic Kinnear comes back with the San Jose Earthquakes to take on the Dynamo and Owen Coyle. Owen, as always, thank you very much for coming on this program.
It's a pleasure, Glenn. Great chatting with you all now.
Thank you, Owen, and best of luck tomorrow night against San Jose.
Thank you.
And Owen mentions transfer window. It's going to be more happening this summer. You just get that sense. Kubo Torres has not been making the bench for Chivas. Did make it this past Saturday. Did not play a part in the Super Classico. So that's something to consider. We'll talk to Tom Marshall about that later on in the program. Giles Barnes is also coming up. I want to take your phone calls at 713-780-3776. Your preference over the course of history. Do you like watching Landon Donovan better than Clint Dempsey? One of the callers posed that tonight. Another quick thing here. Daspit Law Firm working for you 24-7. The Houston personal injury attorney handling personal injury cases, plant refinery accidents, medical injuries, 18-wheeler accidents, right down to boat and car accidents. DaspitLaw.com, 713-364-0915. DaspitLaw.com. With the Daspit Law Firm, you can rest more assured in times of stress, depending on the circumstances of your accident, that you have a hard-hitting personal injury attorney on your side. DaspitLaw.com. Seventh caller right now. You get a pair of tickets to tomorrow night, the Houston Dynamo, San Jose Earthquakes. We'll take a Bud Light break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5 from the Lipo Dental Studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, the gorgeous Gael. That is a great place to be, St. Patrick's Day. Well, they had a huge bash there. The gorgeous Gael is in West University. Get a taste of the Irish hospitality at the gorgeous Gael. Celebrate with domestic and crafted beers, a strong whiskey offering, exquisite cocktails, great food, thegorgeousgaelbar.com, St. Patrick's Day. They had a huge bash over there. If you didn't go to that, well, you get over there for some of the best matches going on. It's 5555 Morningside in West University. The Gorgeous Gael also is a great place, as I mentioned, to watch. Well, tomorrow, get over there and watch the Champions League. TheGorgeousGaelBar.com. Say hello to our friend Peter there, Bar Munich in downtown. Raymond Chan, he will get you set up in Midtown tomorrow. Bar Munich, great place to watch matches, all kinds of great beer offerings down there and cocktails. Get down there, see Raymond. A little later, we'll give you the Bar Munich goal of the week. But it's one that will come from Major League Soccer. Anyway, it's Bar Munich in Midtown. Go see Raymond tomorrow. They will be showing the Champions League as well. Quick reminder here also for 7-Up. It's great solo or as a mixer. So is Squirt, by the way. Squirt mixes wonderful with one of our great regional beverages, tequila. And so does 7-Up. Call that a Paloma. 7-Up, enjoy the crisp, clean taste of 7-Up. 7-Up delivers more of the natural lemon-lime flavor you love. No caffeine, 100% natural flavors. 7-Up always refreshing. And don't forget, 7-Up 10 has the full flavor of 7-Up with only 10 calories. Finally, the perfect 10. We remind you, too, and we are... From what I understand, the most downloaded podcast here at the station. That is fact, and that is because you, the soccer fans, are into it, and we appreciate that. So you can get the podcast at different places. You can go to our website, ESPN975.com. You go to the audio vault. You click on Soccer Matters. You also can go to iTunes. These go up very quickly. The hardworking staff gets this up very quickly after this. Michael Carroll leading the way. Producer Mike, as you know him. So, you know, support it there. This is where you can watch it on your time if you're not able to listen in tonight from 7 to 9 p.m. Now, we switch to this Monday because tomorrow night the Dynamo plays San Jose. I will be doing TV on Root Sports with Eddie Robinson. So check that out tomorrow night if you don't make it down to the stadium. The best thing is to be in the stadium, but we know it's a Tuesday night, sometimes difficult for families. So if not, you catch the game on Root Sports tomorrow night. It is Dominic Kinnear, Chris Wondolowski coming back to Houston. But more importantly, it's a huge 3 points, and we need to see what sort of response the Houston Dynamo come up with tomorrow night against San Jose. And I can tell you from being down at training, things have been upbeat. That's the bottom line. All right. The Houston Dash went down 2-0 to the NWSL defending champions SKC and Vlatko Andonovsky, their head coach. So they play Friday, May 15th against the Chicago Red Stars. Right now I've got a four-pack to the Houston Dash, Chicago, at 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Caller number six gets a four-pack Houston Dash Chicago Red Stars, which will lead me into this question as well. With all the women that are now professionals, that grew up in youth soccer clubs, who had the experiences of participating in the game, playing the game, whether it's youth clubs in Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, all over the country, that have turned over generationally, that are now, you know, wives and mothers and have wonderful high-paying jobs and disposable income. They don't support it. I don't get why they don't support it. It's a real good question to ponder. It's a real good question to think about. Just reminds us that, again, the professional level, or soccer in America, it remains participatory. How do we turn that into soccer fans? And I'm not talking about Portland. I'm talking about all the other markets. 713-780-3776. Some interesting news about South Texas Youth Soccer Association. 13 clubs. They're gone. They're flying the coop. They're going to U.S. club soccer. Why do you think that is? 713-780-3776. More to come here. This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5, and it does matter. Tomorrow night at BBVA Compass Stadium, the Dynamo taking on the San Jose Earthquakes. We come back with more. 713-780-3776. It's